Hello, friend. Picture a group of really well-dressed people at this grand banquet hall. The decor is gorgeous. There are these bountiful plates of delicious food in front of everybody. The scent of savory dishes is floating through the air. And then there are sweet treats piled high. You know, those dishes that keep getting smaller as they go up. They're just layers of goodies. But upon inspection, there's a problem. The guests seated at the table all have their wrists bound to the table with heavy steel cuffs. They have these enormous, long, like 3-foot-long spoons in their hands. But with their arms pinned down, they can't pivot those long spoons to pick something up on their plate. They're not at a good angle to get it. So they can't eat. They're frustrated and hungry and in a form of hell. Now we're in a new place and there's another beautiful, magnificent table that might be what we conceive of as heaven. We have the same type of really well-coiffed revelers sitting around a table loaded with culinary delights. And the strange thing about it is that these men and women also have their hands shackled. But somehow they're eating and enjoying themselves. There's these warm sounds of conversation and laughter. And you're thinking, how is this happening? How could it be? So you draw further into the scene to investigate. And you see that in this second group, each person has figured out that they can use his or her long spoon to feed the person across the table from them. So by feeding one another, they can make the long spoons work. Have you ever heard that story before? I had forgotten all about it. I'd heard it a long time ago. I think it's attributed to Rabbi Haim, H-A-I-M. But when I was setting the table for Thanksgiving this year and I was trying to make it look beautiful, I thought about that story and I've been pondering it. It's such a neat dynamic that when we give, we can't help but receive, isn't it? So I was thinking about you and in this holiday season of gifting, you know, whether it's emotional or physical gifts that you're sending out, I hope it returns to you many, many fold everything that you send out and just fills you with joy. Until next time, all my love. Bye.